Blog Talk Radio.
About getting people's names that do these wonderful dubsteps and remixes that we share with you on the show. I'm going to have to make a point to start adding the names to our switchboard so that I can remember. I forget every time. So much good nerd. You know, somebody is on out in LA kind of borrowing our name just a little bit to do a nerdcore concert. If they're doing well, it helps us, and they are actually inviting us. But ladies, we're in Houston in wherever Ginger is in the Never Never Land.
Never Never Land.
We can never reveal her location. But so we can't come. We'd love to come out, though.
We'd love to.
But thank you for the invite, because we could be all catty about it.
And get us a hotel, we will visit.
Look, we could be all catty about it and be like, you better stop using our name.
I know, right?
But we're not going to. I like what you're doing. Took a look at them last night. They sent me the invite around 11 o'clock. I'm like, you know that I'm in Houston and it's 11 o'clock. Even if I wanted to come, would not happen. I'd get there at 11 o'clock your time.
That is awesome and kind of crazy.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
No, I don't like flying. Never mind. Somebody needs to invent teleportation.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. So that I can go back and forth and see my Corey all the time.
Everybody would be in trouble. I'd be at everybody's house. Come on, Ginger, let's go to Dave's house.
I know, because I mean, it's like... If I wanted to drive to Corey's house from where I'm at, it's like 10 hours or something.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It takes you how long to get to Dallas?
3 hours? 3.5? 3 hours, somewhere like that, yeah.
You can do from here to Dallas if you drive really fast in about 2. So about 5 hours, about half that time.
Maybe.
If I drive really fast. Like I drive all the time.
I don't know. Now you're going to make go Google it.
See, I'll come up with a route. If we cut across this cornfield.
Seriously, that'd be about the way we have to do it.
I think you should be allowed to do that if you have a truck that has four-wheel drive. You should be allowed to cut across cornfields.
I do.
You should just open a pass. Farmers should like a little toll road. You pay them $1 and you can go across the cornfield. They give you an ear of corn while you pass through. Yeah. It's Friday. And I've had too much caffeine already. Are y'all scared?
Friday.
Are y'all scared yet?
Oh. All right. 6 hours, 16 minutes.
6 hours, 16.
See? All right. So not 10, but still that's a long drive.
We'll meet in Dallas. And the ground will shake and quake when we get there.
Yes. No, wait a minute. No, I already had that. No. Let me back up. No.
Gamer Quake
would be a good thing. They have QuakeCon there, so.
That's why they have it there.
Yep.
They want us to come.
Is that earthquake up here? No. No more of that.
Okay, we got some interesting stuff going on.
We got some whining and some complaining and some moaning and
some breaching and
breaching. And, yeah.
All right, so then what you got?
Well, I'm going to start with some good news first, you know, because it's Friday and we should always be doing good. GamePolitics.com has next Games Day dart site location announced.
Yay,
all right. UK-based games industry charity GamesAid has announced a date and venue for its next darts night, the proceeds of which will go towards a diverse range of charities. The next GamesAid darts night will take place on November 23rd at the Horseshoe Pub, which is at 24 Clerkenwell Close, EC1R0AG in London. MPG Universal have signed on as events sponsor. Who wrote this? MPG Universal has signed on as the event's official sponsor. The competition will take place in pairs, and players may sign up in twos or be paired with a friend on the night of the competition. GamesAid encourages attendees to wear fancy dress and to make use of the personalized walk-on music. For those in the London area that want to take part, entry fee is £20, Frank London's, whatever the little L sign is, per person. Donations can be made at justgiving.com. After making your donation, you can continue the registration process by contacting David Walker. Do I want to get this email out?
No.
No, all right. Sorry. If you want this, you can go over to gamepolitics.com.
Or GamesAid.
Yes. Spectators also are encouraged to stop by and cheer on players. All right, who is this? We are very happy to be associated with GamesAid Darts Night. In our experience, it's a great event that is enjoyed by everyone, as well as raising money for all the fantastic charities that GamesAid supports. This is coming from MPG's Business Development Director, Noel Crone. They also say, we hope that as many people as possible make an effort to come and make this the huge success it deserves to be. Even if you can't attend the event, won't be in London on the 23rd. Nope, we won't be there. Sorry, folks. Or at Loth Darts, you can still make a donation to this fine charity by visiting justgiving.com/GamesAid. That sounds like fun if we were in Europe.
We
love
to
over there. And we might be. Oh, that's right. Oh, you know what? We had the most amazing podcast. We didn't realize it, Ginger. It is 11:11:11, and our podcast started at 11. Yay!
What?
That's awesome. All right, now we got to wait for 11:11, and then it'll be 11:11:11.
Oh, hot. We are so hot. Okay. Well, I guess I'll try to squeeze this in before we get to 11, because it's 11:07 by my clock, or 11:06, one of those two. I don't know. All my clocks are wrong. Sony says, yeah, we know you own the game, but why don't you pay us another few bucks and we'll let you play the digital version?
Wow.
They've released a pricing list for its Vita Passport system, which allow users to download digital versions of their UMD games to play on PlayStation Vita. GI.biz is reporting that the prices for the digital versions of games appear to range from $4 to $12, and that is in both euros and U.S. dollars. We did check today. Mm-hmm. When converted from the original yen values, okay? All costs are on top of the original UMD prices. Yes, you've paid $34.99 for your game, or $50 or $60, and they want an additional $12 so that you can download it. Mm. Now, it gets better.
I give you the finger instead.
down. To enable the process, gamers will need to register and download the UMD registration application to their PSP and insert the UMD that they want to register and start the application. The UMD will then be uniquely registered to that account to prevent duplication, so you cannot share with your little brother, your little sister, your mom. For those of you who have moms and games, your dad, parents can't share with their kids. There's, of course, 200 games from 40 different publishers are included in the initial offering, with the most expensive game being Persona 3 at 1,500 yen. And I don't know the conversion for 1,500 yen, but I'll have it in just a second. Of course, a full list of games has been translated and posted at on the NeoGAF forums. We don't have it. Games registered this way can also be played in their digital form on your PSP or PSP Go. 1,500 yen is roughly $20 American.
Wow.
So, again, you paid your $34.99.
Oh, I think I like this.
And you paid your $39.99 for Persona 3, and now they want another $20 for you to have it digitally, and you cannot share it with anybody.
I don't think I like this.
Because it's uniquely registered to you. This is not a good move, Sony. And I know some of the comments here are saying that it's keeping the people, the pre-owned business, because, you know, they've been mad at them for years, from making their money, when they should have just gone to the people and say, you can sell our stuff pre-owned, give us a cut, and keep it moving. But you're actually trying to cut them out, and we are getting the burn because we can't resell our games to go get new ones. We're in a bad economy. You should allow that. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. They should allow this. This is ridiculous that they don't. I mean, even with my wonderful Nuke, which I'm sitting here looking at, I can share some of my books. I buy them, and then I can actually share them with somebody. I can't read them while they're shared. But the other person that I share them with has them for like a week, and then it comes back to me. So why can't we do that with our video games?
I don't know.
That's kind of nuts. I mean, because if it's a physical copy, you could, in theory, share the game with your friend.
Well, that you already have a physical copy is what they're saying.
Well, yeah.
But they're going to let you download the digital copy and play it too, but I'm not understanding why it needs to be registered specifically to you. So the digital copy and your disc copy will be registered to you. You can't give it as a gift. You know, what if it's a game you just don't like and you say, you know what, it's Christmas, I'm going to put this bad boy back in the package and give it my
friend.
It's a game and it'll be a good Christmas present. You are now stuck with this game, period. You can't sell it. You can't give it away. The other person can't play it. Ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. I agree. Bad Sony. Bad. Very, 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 very bad Sony. All right. I guess it's my turn. And I lost the one I was going to do. I hate it. Aha, there we go. All right. Y'all know I love me some zombies. So here we go. Zombie Quest, Zombie Invasion in your mobile. Do you adore creatures, zombies, adventure, or arcade games? In that case, there is a new arcade game, Zombie Quest, by the InLogic Software SRO company right here for you. InLogic Software presents a new arcade game called Zombie Quest. Objective of the game is to eliminate numbers of zombies from the playing area by attaching the same types together vertically or horizontally. Oh, I tried to read this the other day.
Yes, go ahead, because we didn't hear is what they heard.
Yeah, and they're going to hear about the same thing again, because this is bad, 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 horribly translated. All right, you have to attach at least three of them to eliminate them. If you manage to attach together more than three, you automatically receive the bonus. You can also find a Grim Reaper in the game that serves as a joker, and you can use it instead of any type of zombie. You can also find a vampire that can be used the same way as a joker, but it also eliminates all zombies of a replaced kind in the playing area. You need to be careful, as new zombies will appear with every unsuccessful step. If the zombies fill up the whole playing area, you lose and the game is over. All right, so this one was actually translated a little bit better.
they heard us.
Yeah, Zombie Quest game will attract players, especially thanks to a diverse world of creatures where every player will find their favorite. Oh, I'm not even going to try to say your name. I'm sorry. Jean Calafoot?
Jean
Calafoot. Head of business from InLogic Software. All right, they do not give me a link to download, so I don't even know where to tell you to go get this. I'm pretty sure it's iPhone. And, yeah, so if you want to play this, let me see. No, all they tell me is mobile. So I'm going to assume either Android or iPhone. They're not telling me which.
But I'm finding that a lot of them don't work if it's not Android or iPhone. Oh, my garbage truck is outside. I should be playing my song. Okay, so.
Oh, we missed it. Crap.
What?
I love it.
That's Jay's fault because he was complaining. He said his podcast started at noon. We blame him. We blame you, Jay. No
Jay,
boobs for you.
Jay. How dare you, Jay.
No boobs.
Ruined it, Jay.
No
boobs.
No boobs.
No boobs.
No boobs. It's all right. There'll be another 11-11-11 later, but we won't be on here.
Jay, it's all your fault.
It surely is. We blame you.
I don't like Jay.
Well, I think we talked to you about this Wednesday that there was a possibility that Steam was hacked.
Uh-huh.
Well, they've actually said, yeah, we were. They actually announced this late yesterday. They sent a message out to Steam users, and I want to know why I didn't get one, because I'm a Steam user. Just saying, Steam, would be nice for the heads up.
I know.
We weren't doing news.
Why did I get anything?
You didn't get anything. The co-founder, blah, 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 in a message sent out to the important Steam users, about co-founder and managing director Gabe Newell, said someone managed to gain access to not only the Steam forums, but to the database containing user information.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Newell adds that the passwords were hashed and salted, and credit card information is encrypted. Currently, there is no sign of our data being stolen, but he does urge you to keep a close eye on your statements and credit card activity as the company continues to investigate. I think we're pretty safe there.
Yeah.
We're very safe. Thank God for once.
Oh.
The official statement goes, dear Steam users and Steam forum users, our Steam forums were defaced on the evening of Sunday, November the 6th. We began investigating and found that the intrusion goes beyond the Steam forums. We learned that the intruders obtained access to the Steam database in addition to the forums. This database contained information, including usernames, hashed and salted passwords, game purchases, I'm ignoring you, Jay, email addresses, billing addresses, and encrypted credit card information. We do not have the evidence that encrypted credit card numbers or personally identifying information were taken, should be was taken, Gabe, by the intruders, or that the protection on credit card numbers or passwords was cracked. We are still investigating, blah, 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 but you can go over on the forums and finish reading the rest. But he closes with, I am truly sorry this happened, and I apologize for the inconvenience. Yeah, we all know. So that adds another one to the list. We had Sony. Back in October, Xbox Live service also suffered a mild attack, which they will not admit to. You know what? I should pass this along to Snow because they're trying to tell her, yeah, you didn't get taken. But apparently she did because it's right here. That's about it. Oh, yeah, and Blizzard, who won't admit to anything. But we know you were hacked, Blizzard.
Yeah. The only one so far who's still standing, knock on some wood, Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's because you can't play with anybody.
You know, I tell you what, I'd be afraid to mess with Nintendo. Did anybody remember a game called Eternal Champions? It was kind of like Street Fighter, but all the people had died for whatever reason, and they were supposed to fight kind of like a Highlander thing. There can be only one at the end.
No.
And each one of them had their stories, and one of them was a girl who was a ninja, one of my favorite game characters, although she gets no love from me for some odd reason. And her name is Shadow, I think. Shadow. Anyway, Shadow was what you call a corporate ninja, meaning if somebody did something like this, like they hacked into somebody's account, she'd show up at their offices for real and kill them.
Wow.
I have that in my mind as that being Nintendo, that if somebody hacks them, they're just going to be sitting there laughing, oh, we got Nintendo. Slice!
That is awesome.
That's why I would be scared to hack Nintendo. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I would be too. That'd be, I don't know about that.
You know, my imagination is all crazy.
It is. But we love you. We love you. We love you even if you are crazy. All right. What have I got? Oh, closed beta test extended for Alliance of Valiant Arms. Play FPS extends CBT to improve overall gameplay experience and in preparation for the first ever invitational AVA tournament to be held at the AsiaSoft All-Star Battle. AsiaSoft Online announces the extension of the closed beta test. We already said that. Players have been forthcoming with their valuable comments on the spectrum of the game service and content since the start of the CBT. In response to the constructive feedback received and to provide a better gaming experience for all players, the CBT has been extended to the 23rd of November. While the date of the open beta test has been postponed till further notice, it has not diluted the enthusiasm level within the AVA community. In fact, anticipation is building for the first ever AVA tournament at the upcoming Asia All-Star Battle 2011. Participants for this tournament are by invitation only, where interested teams have to send in their application of interest before they can be selected for this exclusive event. There's also been great response so far in this. And as of this writing, 70% of the competition places available have been filled. Teams will battle it out at the Singapore qualifiers on the 19th of November, with the finals to hold at the AsiaSoft All-Star Battle 2011 on the 20th of November at Far East Plaza Level 1 Atrium. With more than $5,000 worth of prizes to be won, the battles are going to be intense. All right, so if you want to find out more about this FPS, it looks like another just Army game FPS MMO, but it is a hybrid MMO, by the way. FPS MMO. So if you want to check it out, it is at playfps.com.
This sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'll give it
I think it's kind of cool that they're going to have a competition. I'm just sad that it's going to be overseas. But, you know,
we can't have everything.
Lies! We should be able to have everything. We are awesome.
Yeah, I'm moving along. Okay, so yeah. Mastiff, a leading publisher of video games for all major consoles. Why do they always say that when they send it to us? they released
I don't know. But, I mean, who say that they're the leading? Or that they're leading? I've never heard of them.
Exactly.
I've not heard of them.
The number one leading. The number one leader of leading. There you go.
The number one leading leader.
Well, they've released the military action pack shooter, Heavy Fire Afghanistan. It's currently available for the PlayStation 3 Entertainment System, the Wii as well, and PC. For those of you who keep complaining, there's no action games on the Wii. Maybe you'll like this. It places you in modern-day Afghanistan in a fast-moving, exhilarating experience. You'll have 24 high-action missions, more than 60 rewards. ranks and equipment upgrades, leaderboards to see how you stack up, 1-4 player co-op play. I don't know how that's going to work on the other Wii. Well, it won't work at my house because I got 1-2 Wiimotes, and if you don't have one in your hand when the game starts, that's on you. There's also it's also rated T for teen by the ESRB. It's now available if you want to run out and pick it up or rent it even. I'm pretty sure it's probably in the red box. So maybe it's not. Maybe it should be.
I got to go see if they're not my game. It's at the store this weekend.
What, Animal Crossing again?
Yes.
You better get it before Sunday morning, before the turnip lady comes. That's all I'm going to tell you. There will be a problem. And Nook is closed on Sundays. I just want to tell you. So you can't do some of the stuff you have to do. So you need to pay. If she gets her game Monday, she's going to understand everything I just said. She's going to come back and be like, that freaking Nook. You can't buy.
I was like, what about my Nook? I like my Nook. I'm reading from my Nook.
No, Tom Nook.
Oh, okay.
He's a raccoon.
Oh,
okay, so he runs the store. No, you think you love raccoons. Wait till you meet him.
No, I said I don't like raccoons.
Oh, you really not going to like raccoons then. Okay. So, anyway, Astiff is headquartered in Krakow, Poland. I don't think we've ever had one from that region. But I don't know. The game could be good. And it came over from our Icarus Studios people. And, you know, they make good stuff. So maybe it's good. Our Icarus is the Fallen Earth people you keep hearing us talk about people. He loves us some Fallen Earth. I have not been in to ride my motorcycle, and it's not funny.
I know. I need to go back in.
I got some Keflings to play with, so I can't go just yet. You're like, what are Keflings? Yeah, see, you're not a real gamer. Pick a euphemism from a game. I pretty much know all of them, even the ones I don't play. So if you don't know what Keflings are, it's on you.
No, this is true.
Bad gamer.
All right, so you read what I was going to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. She sent it to me. You know, I always promise the Icarus ladies that you know we give them love every time they send something. So I had to.
That's fine.
I love them.
I was munching on them. Some Chex Mix.
So. You want me to step in? Cause
no. I can do it. All right. We have got Plop HD, and I'm gonna lose my voice.
I don't like that sounds.
I know. Plop HD offers a unique new gameplay while being colorful and relaxing. The game has an incredible flow since everything is changing constantly and the players need to make decisions all the time. Plop is all about the big chain reactions and shockwaves and offers a completely new relaxing puzzle experience. This is coming out of Switzerland. Games2B has announced the release of the iPad puzzle game Plop HD. Bubble-like circles, so-called plops, emerge all over the place and start growing. When a plop is being tapped, it explodes and a shockwave is unleashed. If other plops are hit by a shockwave, they also explode, causing big chain reactions. The bigger a plop grows, the more points it contains. But if two plops touch each other, they both vanish.
Okay, <Yeah. I'm> that game is wrong. I don't like any part of the description.
I know, right?
Bad images.
Yeah. All right, so if you want to check this out, it is a $1.99.
GLaDOS had you. GLaDOS.
GLaDOS, I
know. And that sounded so menacing with GLaDOS.
I will cut you, GLaDOS. I will stab you in the eye.
Am I GLaDOS?
No.
I'm very sorry, Kendra. I don't know what to tell you.
GLaDOS, I'm going to cut you.
Oh, there she let you go finally.
See, I tell you, GLaDOS, I am not playing. I will cut you.
It is the weekend, baby.
It is the weekend. All right, so if you want to check this out, I've got it up on GameMatrix.com with a video you can even check out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Wait a minute. I just accidentally opened up the wrong story. That was not what I was going to share with you lovely people. Okay, so.
Gotta love it when that happens.
I hate when I click the wrong thing. Yay! All right, so apparently, according to GI.biz, anti-piracy measures are harming PC sales and customer loyalty, according to good old Games and MD Guillaume Rumble.
I agree.
This particular company that he runs, the good old Games, specializes in selling classic PC titles digitally, but he argued that DRM-free content also works on new releases, revealing that the sales of The Witcher 2 are higher on GOG.com than they were on multiple digital services combined. While Steam helped to sell the game 200,000 units in the same time period, the title sold just under 40,000 copies on GOG.com, but only 10,000 on other digital services combined, including Direct2Drive, Impulse, and Gamersgate. I don't know why Direct2Drive is not, they were around before Steam, why they don't have the same kind of theme that Steam does. I don't understand. What were you guys doing all the time? Sitting over there thinking you were going to be the only one?
Apparently.
Resting on your laurels. Anyway, Guillaume is quoted as saying, "Your customers hate DRM." Yes, we do. He said this at the London's Game Conference. DRM is making companies feel safe while they handle some business. They are trying to protect their product and protect their sales, but the reality is very different. The reality is that DRM does not protect your content. Every game is pirated within a few hours of release or more often before it's released. That's very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
DRM is not protecting your product or your sales. It's going to harm your sales in the long run. By putting DRM in your games, you're working against your customers. You are harming those you should cherish. Thank you. He says, only hurting your loyal customers, which is counterproductive. Lomborg argued that the piracy industry understands digital distribution better than some game publishers and that companies should look towards it for examples of how to better serve customers. There is one industry that got everything right, piracy. Piracy quickly understands that digital needs to be simple and easy, that digital customers are expecting a fast and easy experience. You should treat piracy as competition, not as your enemy. If you treat it as an enemy, you're blinded and you don't pay attention to what they're doing right. DRM measures are too complex. There's no reward in applying it, and consumers go elsewhere for their games, said Rumberg. You have to be as close to piracy as possible for ease of use for the consumers. In other words, keep your enemies closer.
Yes.
Even if you're going to call them your enemies, you need to keep them real close.
Mm-hmm.
It says make it simple for them and you can turn customers into loyal fans. Protect your brand, not your sales. This is a really good article you can go over because I'm almost finished reading it, but those are the high points. I love what he's saying. And prime example is EA, even though some people love their Sims, did leave when they first started doing the DRM. A classic example of how it does not work was one of the few times EA was giving us a copy of a game. It was Spore. And for some reason, something went wrong with the shipping. It didn't get here when it was supposed to early. You know, sometimes we get them early. We tell you all that. And somebody at the company actually directed me to a pirated site to get a copy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it said there's already a copy floating around out there. Here, go here and get this one, and it's okay. It's okay. You can use it. I'm saying it's okay. But the point being is it was out there already. Your DRM clearly does not work, and that was one of the ones that had some issues with DRM, as did a couple of the Sims, even the newer Sims 3 things. Their Origin is also having some issues working with the DRM and the digital copy. You're supposed to be able to, as you buy expansion packs with the Sims, add them on top of each other, whether you have a disc or the downloaded copy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always work like it's supposed to because of DRM. So I think this guy's got it dead right. If you just make it quick, also you need to encourage, I say this all the time too, you want people to download it digitally, the same way as these people that are pre-ordering can go to the store at midnight and get it, why don't you give the digital people some extra incentive? We'll give it to you 2 hours before you can go pick it up in the store.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Because you're not paying for boxes. You're not paying for discs. This is a digital copy. People don't have to leave their house. I pay you. I pre-order if I know I could get it 2 hours even before the store. But if you're telling me I can't get it any earlier, and EA's bad about this, they'll tell you it's available at 12 midnight, but you won't get it till 2, 3 in the morning, 4 o'clock. And you all gamers know, sounds ridiculous to you non-gamers, but we want our game. We'll stay up. But why when I don't have to? Just release it. Let me have it. I paid you. I said I'm going to buy the damn game. Let me have it a couple of hours early. I did it this way so I didn't have to go stand in line at Walmart. So, or, you know, go find the crazy person at Walmart. You know, you got to find somebody in Walmart every time. He's right. They're not providing any incentive. They're actually punishing the consumers, which makes me want to go elsewhere. Hey, that singles game is a lot like The Sims, and I can see everybody's naked bits if I want to, just saying.
Wow.
Look,
people, it's all about the naked bits.
Look, somebody right now is like, singles? Which one is that? I haven't seen that before. Singles?
All right.
It's an adult version of The Sims that you all should only play if you're an adult, and it's called Singles. Yes. But usually doesn't come out here very often. They usually get all the expansion packs in the UK. But every now and again, they toss us one.
Wow, I may have to check that out.
Yeah, I was blushing the whole time I was playing that one the first time.
Oof. Oh, wow. All right. If it's going to make Corey blush, I'm just going to, like, die. So.
Hey!
Because, you know, I'm the innocent one.
Watch out for that lightning, Ginger.
I know, right? All right. Uh-oh. Gang wars erupt in Crimecraft this December. Territory at stake as gangs battle for control of Sunrise City. Bogster Online has announced the second major expansion to its flagship free-to-play online shooter, Crimecraft. Crimecraft Gang Wars, coming in early December, is set in the bloody aftermath of the Bleed Out campaign and the destruction of the Scorpion Chamber, the governing body of Sunrise City. Gangs now fight for control of the city. The centerpiece of the update is the new Territory Wars feature that pits gangs in combat for controls of lobbies and instances. Gangs generate cash and get bonuses for the regions they control, but they must constantly defend their territory from rivals. Executive producer Michael Mindheim says, "This is a hardcore end-game content for our veteran players. We've got a lot of active, powerful gangs that are looking for ways to show that they are the baddest gangsters in Sunrise City, and we're giving them a chance to prove it."
Is this more Saints Row?
It sounds like it. Gang Wars also delivers significant changes geared towards new players, including an update, optional prologue campaign, and a lobby-based guidance to help new users find their way around Sunrise City. All right, so what have we got? We've got Quick Play, access Crimecraft's core gameplay features through a simplified interface that lets you shortcut RPG gameplay and get right to the action. Class profiles experience immediate and intense combat action using over 20 distinct profiles, each providing all necessary equipment, including weapons, clothing, ammo, boost, abilities, and AUGs. Unique game mode, Core Annihilation, is an epic game mode that blends PvP and PvE combat. Players cooperate with AI-controlled soldiers to destroy an opponent's core while protecting their own. And lastly, we have New Turf. La Familia Compound, a 16-player combat zone, it's the epitome of lavish luxury.
No, GLaDOS, no, Miss Ginger, no, no.
GLaDOS, get up off me. I will stab you in the face.
Ooh, y'all made the Ginger mad. Okay, she let you go. Go, go, quickly.
All right, so the La Familia Compound is a mansion every gang dreams of controlling. All right, so if you want to check this out, you can head over to crimecraft.com. Again, it is a free-to-play online shooter. And I think I will be checking this out. Yes, I've got it opening now. I need to shoot people.
And the quote of the day goes to Ginger. I need to shoot people.
In the game, I promise.
Yeah, you better clarify because they'll come pick you up. You'll be all over the news, which might be good. maybe we should threaten to blow up the crime craft. Maybe that'll help.
Virtual bomb, and I'm going to set it off in the
See how I kept it late. No, Ginger, no. No, Ginger, no. No, no, no. Well, DC Universe is thumbing their noses at City of Heroes, apparently. A million new players have signed up for Sony's online entertainment massively multiplayer online game, DC Universe Online, following their recent transition to free-to-play. The DC Universe Online for PC and PS3 originally required a paid monthly subscription when it launched in January this year, but Sony announced in September that the game was becoming free-to-play, with income being generated through microtransactions and an optional subscription package. It was a gutsy move, VentureBeat is saying, given the potential change in revenues for the title. This move seems to have paid off, certainly in terms of player numbers. DC Universe Online's transition free-to-play has been welcomed by the community and gamers with heroic enthusiasm. In just 1 week alone, 1 million new players have signed up to join DCOU, with a 50-50 split between the PC and the PS3.
Wow.
Let me tell you what you get if you're playing free access, because some of you might say, you know, I haven't tried that. I need something to do this weekend. It's cold, because it actually is cold for real now. You know that little cold we got in and then it left?
True,
this is the real
story.
Cold. This is a real deal here. We're in winter. New players, of course, have access to the base game content, including Gotham City, Metropolis, and all current raids and alerts outside of downloadable content packs. Free access lets you create two characters and join a league, among other benefits. Free level players can also purchase DLC packs, additional character slots, and more in-game. Now, any of you who have premium access, and that's your Canada's premium, if you've spent at least $5, okay, that's nice. You don't have to spend $20 or $30. You premium level people get additional character slots, additional inventory slots, and higher cash limits, DLC packs, additional character slots, and more can be purchased in-game. All previous subscribers are automatically granted premium. Oh, they are so ripping off COH because, yeah, Joseph, I automatically have premium access because I was with COH for so long, and I don't play, of course, but anymore. But, yeah, wow. You also have legendary access, which provides the most content and features and benefits across three access levels. Loaded with enhanced features, legendary access is available if you just basically pay a monthly subscription of $14.99. They also offer a multi-month discount, so if you pay it up for a few months, you also get access to all DLC packs at no extra cost and 16 character slots and 60 inventory slots. When did you start counting inventory slots? Oh, hell no.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay. You can form leagues and a couple of other things you're not mentioning with this is, I don't know if this is a joke or not, Sony's solid record of creating renowned MMOs such as EverQuest and Free Realms. It'll be interesting to see. Yes, I rolled my eyes. It'll be interesting to see whether this move pays off. Getting gamers to sign up for free-to-play MMO is one thing. Making sure they stick around and spend some money is another thing altogether. I don't know. I'm still hoping we get EverQuest back, a new old form would just make me the happiest person. I would disappear so quickly. It would be worse than the
Sam
Lot.
Well, I don't want the old form. I want some updates
to it. That's why I said an old in a new format would be good. Same with Dark Age of Camelot. You all would not be getting any podcasts. We'd just be gone.
Yeah, we'd be like,
What happened to them girls that used to do the news every morning? I think they're in EverQuest. They just moved in. They got IVs. They got IVs in their arms.
Yes, pretty much. Look, just go ahead and put it in the feeding tube.
Go ahead, put it right there. Yeah, I'm going to be in EverQuest for about 5 days. Just know right there. See that vein right there popping up? Right there.
I love you, Tori.
I did. Didn't you? Did you not do that the first time you played? That was my first MMO.
EverQuest? It really didn't catch me. No, Dark Age of Camelot. The minute I played Dark Age of Camelot, it was on.
That one was my second MMO. But the first one, when my friend first gave it to me, I bought it on a Friday after work, and I played all the way through until it was time for me to go to work Monday. And it was really bad.
Yeah. Wow. No, EverQuest didn't really do that for me. I was like, what am I doing? But I got into Dark Age Camelot, and I got into the PvP, and the first time I killed somebody, the adrenaline rush. I was like, I killed you. I did that. Oh, yeah, baby. You want some of this? It was so hot.
Something's wrong with our ginger.
It was almost better than sex. All right, so.
I see.
Oh, yeah, daytime. My bad. Sorry, folks.
You can say sex during the day. Sex during the day is what you can't say.
All right. First ever Mashi Monsters Nintendo DS game. After topping the pre-order charts and a long wait from eager fans, Mashi Monsters debut video game, Mashi Monsters Moshling Zoo, on Nintendo DS launches into stores across the UK today. Why in the UK? Why nothing in the Americas? Come on. With over 50 million registered users worldwide, Mashi Monsters is a social online world for kids aged 6 to 12, combining adoptable pet monsters, safe social networking, games, stories, missions, and educational puzzles. Following its online success, the brand has launched toys, books, a Mashi magazine, and has several exciting developments underway, including Mashi TV, live entertainment, and music. However, its most recent and eagerly anticipated move is into the video games industry with the launch of its first ever console game on Nintendo DS. Michael Acton Smith, creator of Mashi Monster, says, "We are really excited to expand the Mashi Monsters universe into video games for the very first time. We hope our fans like it." All right, so if you want to check this out, you can head over to MashiMonsters.com.
What if I don't want to go to Mashi Monsters?
Well, then don't do it.
What if I don't like Mashi Monsters?
Well, then don't do it.
Ginger, you're not selling this to me.
Well, It's going to be £29.99 Lennon's Frank's Cookies something on the Nintendo DS store. If you want to play that, yeah, I don't know why I don't want to play this either, but then again, I'm not 6 or 12. So.
Well, some games are fun at 6 or 12.
Yeah. I guess, you know, if you like playing zoo-type games. That's
no. Yeah. Now, Astro Boy, and we had gotten that for review last year, was actually fun. It was for kids' game, but I actually enjoyed playing that. It was a platformer. It was nice.
Thanks, Corey, as a 12-year-old boy in real life.
I am not. Thanks a lot, Ginger.
I love you, Corey.
And I don't have ginger fluffy cakes. I'll make me a boy.
Well, I would try my fluffy cakes with you if I could.
No, you would, because I don't want them.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty silica, but I like my small girls, my small twins. Anyway, this is daytime. We can't be talking like that. Anyway, you people on the Mac, pardon my voice. Yeah, that was not GLaDOS. That was actually me. we'll be happy to know, because you're always complaining you don't have enough games. Well, Danish developer Playdead has sold 1 million copies of its dark puzzler, Limbo, and is planning a Mac release before the end of the year. So by Christmas, you may get your Mac version. The downloads of the game on Steam, PSN, and XBLA have allowed Playdead to buy out the investors that supported it early on. That's nice. That's very nice. You can buy everybody out and say, okay, it's ours. Get out. With the success that Limbo has achieved, we felt that this was the ideal time to fully regain our independence, said CEO Dino Patti. We're very grateful to everyone who supported us over the past few years and look forward to forging new partnerships that will both let us reach new heights as a studio and give our director, Arnt Jensen, room to grow creatively. Arnt Jensen founded Playdead with Patty in 2007 and also spent time as a concept artist with IO Interactive. According to Playdead, Limbo has reached 153 different countries and is in 9 languages. The company, yeah, take that, Angry Birds. The company is currently working on its next project. See that, how that works, Rovio? Which will use the Unity engine. You create your game, then you move it along. You get a new project. Now we're going to expand on this one game that we have. What's wrong with those people over at Rovio? Anyway, it's time for us to take us a lovely break. I'm going to cut you all with the tweeting, really.
I didn't do it. He did it.
Yes, bad, bad, bad children, bad. All right, we're going to take us a quick break, and we will return streaming, of course. You can always listen to us a little bit later if you miss us so much. And, of course, you can always find us at GamingHG.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and over the weekend, get caught up on your news. And also make sure you check out that new Pixinista. Oh, next week,
yeah.
It's going to be delicious.
Oh, it is. It is. It is.
And, of course, in honor of the garbage truck passing by.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you about the food.
I'll take you for a ride. I'm a garbage truck. Oh no. I take you to the dump. 'Cause you're my queen. Take you uptown. I show you the sights, you know you wanna ride. I'm a garbage truck. There's a mansion inside. Drive right through the needle's eye. My.
Why does that song just make me want to just walk down the street? That's like the montage scene where you're just walking.
I know, right? And it's a beautiful day if you weren't so cold.
Oh, I love it. I'm going outside to play my home invasion again today later.
You know, I may have to do that. That sounds like fun.
Yes, but your neighbor, well, I forgot, you're in the middle of nowhere. My neighbors think I'm crazy. They're running down the street screaming, oh, my God,
my neighbors just might come out the door with a gun.
Hey, aliens, really? Where? Come stand next to me. See, they're on my map. Look, my phone doesn't show that. Shh, they're right over us.
Yeah, my neighbors already think I'm nuts because they know I'm a gamer.
Yeah, I kid you not. Running down the street screaming, I was. It was fun, though.
That is awesome. I love you, Corey. I want to come move next to Corey.
Yes, and they'll brand you crazy, too.
That's fun. That's fun.
Look, those two are always running down the street screaming. What is that all about?
It'd be all about us having fun. exactly what that'd be.
I concur. Then we could drive around and fight off aliens, which I plan to do tomorrow when I play the Outbreak game. Guys, remember to give that guy some support on Android Market, Zombie Outbreak Apocalypse. Please give him some support. He needs you to click the ads, send him some cash. That's a good game to have it just go by the wayside because he can't afford his hosting.
Yes.
And his game is free. He should probably charge $1 or something. Just to something. He's got like 700,000 subscribers when I checked, something like that.
Ooh.
So if he just charged $1, he'd be in decent shape, I think. $700,000 he could have made.
He needs somebody to take that money for him. I mean,
he needs him a marketing team and stuff. We're here if you need
us. Yes.
He's my personal shopper.
Yes.
All right.
What do we got?
We're on the other side. Time for you to do your
thing. Monkeying around with puzzles. Monkonomics premieres on the App Store.
No.
Yeah. All right, so Big Boot Games, an indie iOS game developer, today announced that its cute puzzler, Monkonomics, is available now for iPhone and iPod Touch. The game follows a monkey and his drunken father on an epic quest to gather rare gems for the Monkey King's three queens. To collect the special gems the Monkey Queens desire, players will solve puzzles using a unique blend of physics, color matching, and line drawing, all set on animated jungle stages. Monkonomics can be downloaded from the App Store for 99 cents. Help the monkey complete his Simian Sovereign's task by creating rubies, emeralds, and other gems and dropping them in his basket. But watch out that you don't use too many gems and crush the poor monkey. Tilt your device to balance the basket's load and aim to avoid smashing other gems. Later stages add new gameplay elements to the mix, including explosive fireflies, and a special bonus level can be unlocked by beating the second stage. All right, so we've got a couple of features here. Innovative puzzles with subtle physics. 30 puzzles over 3 stages with 6 animated backgrounds to enjoy. Each stage adds a unique gameplay twist. Oh, and there's also cute monkeys. Stages are livened up with banter between banana-loving monkeys. Monkey and his father have a lot to say to each other. Power-ups for special bonuses. And, of course, the bonus level. Unlocked after the second stage, the bonus level allows players to create dynamic patterns and unleash their creativity. All right, so if you want to check this out, you can head over to Big Boots Games.
I like that. Big Boots Games.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. All right. Well, apparently you guys that were complaining about the Kindle and said, I don't see the purpose in getting that. I got an iPad. Well, yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah, it comes with free Wi-Fi. So what? Well, here's one more incentive to get you to buy it. Amazon's new tablet computer, the Kindle Fire, is getting a very healthy injection of entertainment and sports content when it launches later this month. The company announced today that the Kindle Fire will add application support for Hulu Plus, Hulu's premium subscription service for streaming TV and movie content, as well as ESPN's Score Center. The news comes just days after Amazon's announcement that a slew of popular music, gaming, and social media apps would appear on the Kindle Fire. As previously reported by us, also according to VentureBeat, those apps do include Angry Birds, of course, Bloomberg News, Cut the Rope, Doodle Jump, Fruit Ninja, IMDb Movies and TV, Jenga, which we didn't tell you about yesterday, LinkedIn, Pandora, Plants vs. Zombies, Pulse, Quick Office Pro, Twitter, The Weather Channel, and Zillow. I'm still trying to find out what Zillow is. The addition, of course, of Hulu Plus to the Kindle Fire makes it more competitive with Barnes & Noble's new Nook tablet, Ginger.
I love my Nook. My Nook is awesome. Y'all can keep your fire. I'm just kidding.
I'll take one. You can pass it over here. The Kindle Fire, of course, launches November 15th and runs about $199. Again, will feature a 7-inch screen with 1024x600 resolution, TIO Map4 dual-core processors, and 8 gigabytes of onboard storage. And it looks like it's very nice size for people with small hands like me and the girls here. Very nice.
Yes,
and I think it would fit in my purse.
I do have teeny tiny little hands.
I like the stuff to fit in my purse.
Yes, me too.
Of course,
my purse.
But you want to be careful pulling out your purse when you're when you're in the grocery store, pulling out your iPad or something like that, because people who don't have one immediately walk over and they want to peek over your shoulder. And I'm paranoid, so it's like, you need to back up. You're a little too close.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to see. No, they have an iPad section here in the Target. Just go across over there. Stay away.
You do not need to be looking at my purse. You do not need to be coming up behind me.
They even sell iPads at Walmart now, so really, back it up.
Get a handprint across your face.
Back it up. Or you will have the Apple logo embedded in your cheek because I'm going to hit you with this. You want to get a really good look at it? Bam!
We are Texas girls. Some of us carry weapons. You better watch it.
You mean we all don't?
That's true. All right. Smuggle presents Deep Sneak Bandit for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. For the makers of Bumpy Road comes a stealthy and rhythmical puzzle adventure with style. Smuggo is proud to announce their third title, Deep Sneak Bandit. When all the clocks in the world are stolen by Baron von Clockface and the world is in chaos, it'll be up to the Deep Sneak Bandit to steal them back. Sneak to the beat to infiltrate the bizarre clockwork mansion and avoid patrolling guards, security lights, and other dangers. In Deep Sneak Bandit, every level is a rhythmical puzzle loop that constantly repeats itself. All actions in the game is performed to the beat. Automatic doors open and close to the beat. Security lights turn off and on and off rhythmically, and guard patrol routes are choreographed like dance routines. It takes both cunning and rhythmical timing to solve the puzzles. Listen and watch the rhythms to learn the patterns, then tap to the beat to sneak and figure out how to get every clock on the level by timing your steps correctly. But be careful, if your taps are offbeat, clocks will self-destroy. Deep Sneak Bandit arrives in the App Store early 2012, and will possibly feature a talking frog. All right, so if you want to have dozen screenshots up on GameMatrix.com this morning.
Okay, so there will be a Kermit in. Does Kermit know that they're borrowing?
I'm not for certain.
All right. Well, those of you who love cats and sausage will love this next one.
Cats and sausage.
I know. Beginning today, for a limited time, independent developer Falcon Mobile are offering their cute and fun, which are two words I don't like to hear, starting off press release, a game called The Rolling Cat as a free download in collaboration with their ever-popular games and app portal, Daily App Dream. Not only are these cats cute, fluffy, and funny, they also love a good sausage in the Rolling Cat compatible with
iPhone. A good sausage.
Yeah, the Apple iPhone and Apple iPod Touch. The game is any cat's virtual dream. Sausages are literally falling from the sky. And the objective in this game is to...
Okay. Yeah,
there you go. I see it. The objective in the game is to collect as many sausages as possible within the time limit. The game is made progressively harder by obstacles such as dangerous falling icicles that must be avoided at all costs, or the poor little kitties will find themselves with a headache instead of a full stomach. The Rolling Cat is available now on the App Store. Again, only, I believe, if you have an iPhone or one of those iterations, blah, 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 blah. I love in their email, they're saying, if you'd like to have a copy, send us some catnip. Cute.
Send us some catnip.
Cute. Very cute.
Wow.
But I'm going to say that if I give this to Snow, she will cut me.
She will probably cut you.
That's reason enough to do it right there.
Snow, I tried to help. I really did. Sorry, Snow.
It's too late. Take your stuff. Take your stuff.
All right, Go Wild is anthem packed. We Sing Rock arrives kicking and screaming today.
What?
The first We Sing game to feature 40 original rock hits gives the Wii owners something to shout about.
What songs are we talking about here?
We are talking about 30 Seconds to Mars, Kings and Queens, Alice Cooper, Poison.
Oh, yes.
Coldplay, Violet Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Proud Mary.
No, not the first.
Daughtry, What About Now? Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, yes. Now, that's the song right there.
Yes. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Oh.
What else? Garbage, I Think I'm Paranoid.
Well, that's on all of them. But
Heart Alone. Limp Bizkit, Rollin'. My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade. The Offspring, Pretty Fly, for a white guy. That's always fun.
I love that song.
Panic at the Disco, 9 in the Afternoon. Paramore, Ignorance, The Pretenders, Brass in Pockets. Cheryl Crow, All I Want to Do.
Survival, Eye of the Tiger, Tina Turner, The Best, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, 87.
Why would you pick The Best from Tina Turner? That's like the most boring song anyway.
I know. But yeah, there's a whole list of these. Motorhead, Ace of Spades, yeah, all sorts of fun stuff. And well, no, I'm all coughing and whatnot. I can't sing anyways. I probably should not rank this.
Yeah, you should. And we should play together. Like, we should play together.
Yes, yes. This does sound like fun.
All right. And before we go, of course, we get 4 minutes. Here's some good news for Nintendo. I keep telling y'all. These people, they may be down, but never out. Super Mario 3D Land boosts 3D sales in Japan. The release of Super Mario 3D Land caused 3D sales to more than double in Japan last week. According to data from Media Create, reported by Andrea Sung, Mario Land's long-awaited arrival on the 3DS generated 343,492 sales. That's how many DS units were sold in the seven-day period ending November 6th. The success of Super Mario 3D Land reverberated in the performance of the 3DS, which sold 145,000 units, a huge improvement over the last week's total of 65,000. This goes some way toward vindicating the view voiced recently by Nintendo and Ubisoft, among others, that the 3D's success is contingent on the launch of compelling software. Western Games also had a strong week. Wow. Have we gotten these yet? Well, Uncharted 3 and Battlefield, of course, entered the chart at second and third, respectively. If sales of the Xbox 360 version of Battlefield 3 were combined with PlayStation 3, the total would have been enough to edge and pass Uncharted. 3DS, as far as consoles go, was the top seller for last week with their 145,000 units. PSP coming in second, PS3 third, and the Wii still in the top five after how many years? The DSi, then the 360, then the PS2 was still selling, then the DSi Lite. Wow. Well, yeah. Good luck, Nintendo. You seem to be on the comeback trail. Very, very.
Yes.
I'm getting a 3DS soon.
I want one. Mainly so I can play some fishing games, but, you know, hey.
Oh, I found a fishing game for you on the App Store.
Oh, girl. Please tell me. All right, Manga Nation Battle is now available worldwide on iPhone and iPad. Create a unique and personal avatar, take up arms, choose your strategy, and battle the entire world of fighters. Funny and addictive Manga National, Manga Nation Battle is the ideal mobile game to keep in touch with your friends and make yourself new enemies to conquer. Connect via Facebook and Snack Friends and share your accolades with the masses you conquered. This new title combines a simple and original gameplay and 3D graphics worthy of the greatest animation studios. And you'll love the comical aspect of the game as well. Already more than 2.5 million fights, players can battle up to three times before needing a three-hour break to rest up before they leap back into the fight as they continue to climb the ranks. The application will be regularly updated with new free and paid content to download directly from the game. All right, so if you want to play it, features play online, 3G Wi-Fi with or without a Facebook connection, personalize your avatar using hundreds of outfits, devise your combat strategy, challenge your friends or take on players from all over the world, magnificent graphics and 3D animations, play on your TV using AirPlay, and a universal application. It's on the iPhone and iPad. I'd like to tell you, that's not universal if it doesn't go on the Android. Just so. All right, so if you want to check this out, you can head over to the iTunes store right now. Again, it is Manga Nation Battle. And I've got some screenshots up on GamingHX.com this morning. Yay! Did I lose course?
I'm over here just talking, and okay. I'm all muted and stuff. So, yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yay, but now it's like time for us to go.
It is that time to go.
It is. I've got games to play.
Don't we ever.
Yeah.
I got Kefflings to something. I can't kill them, but they're going to suffer somehow.
We got reviews to write.
Don't remind me. So you guys have a fantastic weekend. You know where to find us if you just really want us. We're pretty much everywhere. Twitter, Facebook.
We are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!